Hello and welcome to this week's edition of Health Beat, Chiropractic Online, today's health news and informational podcast. In this week's news, we'll be looking at neural responses to spinal manipulation, and finally, a story about spinal discs and enzyme treatment. For Health Beat, this is Dr. Todd Eglow. Welcome to Health Beat Podcast number 522, recorded Friday, September 11th, 2015, a day to remember. HealthBeat is Chiropractic Online Today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat, all in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Eglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/teglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. A study was published in the journal Manual Therapy to determine how contact site for high velocity, low amplitude spinal manipulation affects sensory input to the central nervous system. Systematic investigations are needed to identify how variability in the biomechanical characteristics of spinal manipulation affects physiological responses. Such knowledge may inform future clinical practice and research study design. High-velocity, low-amplitude spinal manipulation was applied to four specific anatomic locations using a non-high-velocity, low-amplitude spinal manipulation control at each location, randomized in an 8x8 Latin square design in an animal model. The study concluded that this animal study showed that contact site for a high-velocity, low-amplitude spinal manipulation can have a significant effect on the magnitude of sensory input arising from muscle spindles in the back. Surf to our show notes for links.
We'll be back with more news in a moment.
Looking for a good travel deal? Surf to chiropracticradio.com. Find the advertisers link to see current deals at booking.com, Planet Earth's top accommodation site, offering deals at reasonable prices for most types of properties, ranging from campsites to five-star luxury properties. Again, surf to Chiropractic Radio, access the advertisers link, and click into the booking.com page for up-to-the-minute deals. Condolease, an enzyme that degrades glycosaminoglycans, was well tolerated by patients who received it as a treatment for lumbar disc herniations, according to a recent presentation. Condolease significantly improved symptoms and signs, physical function, and quality of life scores in patients with lumbar disc herniations, again according to a presentation at the Eurospine annual meeting. The most common adverse event in the study was back pain, which was more evident in the condolease group than the placebo group, but most events were rated as mild or moderate. Remember to discuss all treatment options with your qualified healthcare professional, including use of spinal manipulation. Surf to our show notes for links.
As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's HealthBeat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional.
Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in HealthBeat, all in small letters.
If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our HealthBeat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support, such as yours via our PayPal link, does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com. Finally, I leave you with the following quote from William Durant. Forget past mistakes, forget failures. Forget everything except what you're going to do now and do it. For Chiropractic Online, today's Health Beat, this has been Dr. Todd Igloe.